dialect of Outwood in Surrey, Mr. Horace Longley, a farm labourer and a native, aged 75, recorded by Michael Barry in September 1959.
Today, with all the machinery, I don't see they're all that advanced. Because all the farming was done and got in good time when they had their horses. And the tractors, they don't plow the depth that the horses used to, because they used to plow a good 10 inches with the horses. And the tractors, they barely bury the turf, is what I can see about them today. So really, I don't see, there's only one thing, and they get over the land, but it's never under cultivation the same as the poor horses when they used to work. And every year that they're farming, they keep getting less crops. And then again, in the old days, well, they used to cart all the manure out from the bullock yards all onto the land and have it spreaded and ploughed in, and then they grow some proper crops. But today, I'm afraid, they use all this artificial, which is starving the land entirely, and they keep complaining they're growing a lot of rubbish, and they'll grow out and finish up with rubbish as time goes on. Every year they grow less corn. So I don't think there's all that advantage with all the machinery. The only thing I can say about machinery, it's quicker. But I can't say that it's any advantage. And I'm sure it's not for the land, because they used to farm as it should be farmed one time a day. But today I'm afraid it's entirely different. And then again, in the old days, they growed three times the corn they grow now on the same land. So it speaks for itself. That's what I'm talking about, when the manure was put on the land and ploughed in. And it also spoke for itself regardless of the crops, because they used to grow some very fine wheat and roots in this village in Surrey. And we can't say that today with all the modern machinery.
What was it like to...
Well, in them days it was far easier for horses and people working with them, really, because the ground was always tilled. And now it's got to sort of hard-trodden state that, as I say, they just skim the surface, which is never a farm. There's no farm... Well, I'm afraid there are no farmers about today, really, not what we call farmers. And it gets equally worse every year. I said, don't know what the old farmers would think, what's been dead and gone for years, to see the way that some of them are farming. I'm afraid they'd have a fit.
I don't know. Could you tell us a bit about these old mills up here?
Well, there's the high mill, which is a lot younger mill than the low mill. She was built, I don't know exactly what time she's built, 1860 something, I think. But the low mill, that's the oldest working windmill in England, I think, as far as I can gather. It's been working for over 260 years, I think, but I haven't been about that time. But it's the oldest working windmill in Surrey, anyway. And I remember as a boy, used to grow corn. Used to grind corn. Used to supply everywhere with corn, and all the farmers used to cart it there and have it ground. And they supplied all the village when I was a boy with flour and everything else. And it's still working to this day. Does a bit, I think, the low mill. And as for landmarks, well, they're proper landmarks. You can see them for miles. Mm-hmm. You can see these windmills for miles around, especially the high one. Mm-hmm.